Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, welcome to NABWIC Talks. I'm Jada Williams, your National NABWIC Radio Chair. It is always a happy Wednesday and gives me great pleasure to join you this morning. Every Wednesday morning, I just have to repeat kind of sort of what the commercial just said. You know I have to ask, please follow, like, and share that you are hanging out with NABWIC, the voice of black women in construction, or head over to our website at www.nabwic.org and engage with us. Of course, push that join now button and get your red shirts. Yes, indeed. So we have an action-packed show for you this morning. In the studio this morning with me, of course, no other than the master builder herself, Ms. Ann McNeil, Ms. Ursula Odom of Sula 2, and, of course, Ms. Jackie Perry of JP & Associates. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Ms. Ann. How are you?
Jada, I tell you every single week, if I were any better, Jada, I would be you. And so, again, a very exciting show where one of our newest members, and I say that because Demetria, and I'll call him Ms. Hayes for the moment, joined us for the very first time as a guest at our annual meeting in Jacksonville. And she realized that this NABWIC organization was the place for her. So much so that she also was voluntold that we're going to be going to her great city for our annual meeting in January 2022. And so I say that to share with our listeners that when you try the Spirit by the Spirit, it does not take long to know that you are in the right, with the right people, doing the right things as it relates and when it comes to black women in construction. And I'm just so excited today, Jada, to be a part of this interview and excited to hear from Demetria Hayes, one of our newest members, like I said, and want to just remind everybody that we are the voice, not just of black women in construction, but I believe that we're the voice and the face of the new era for construction. So Jada, as always, let's get this party started.
Yes, indeed. So the cat is out the bag. We are going, yes, Association of Black Women in Construction. We will be wearing our red shirts in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, January 2022. So you can find additional information about that on our website and or, as always, head over to Eventbrite or look out for that save the date. Everybody that's been rocking and rolling with us for years already know we send out that save the date for you to mark your calendars. So that will be coming out soon if you have not already received it. Okay, moving right along this morning, Miss Demetria Hayes, one of our newest NABWIC member, who is so beautiful inside and out, is a professional influencer, advocate, activist, survivor, and founder of Grace Under Fire Publishing and a self-publishing consulting firm. She has written two books, A Mother Love and Daffodil, A Mother's Journey, of which was nationally recognized at the Pan-African Film Festival. #hashtags#. Good morning, and welcome to the show, Miss Demetria. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing so very well. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yes, indeed. So I just told a little bit about you just from getting to know you, and yes, I got the great pleasure of meeting you actually face-to-face at our last annual meeting in Jacksonville, Florida, which was amazing. So I'm just so excited to have you in the studios this morning. First, how about you just tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how it is that you came to do what it is that you do now in your own words?
Yes, my background actually came by way of building my relationship with my daughter and in the birth of Daffodil, A Mother's Journey. It came about because my daughter and I relationship wasn't that great, and I saw a need to reach out to her and change about our relationship. And she read the first draft of it and said, "Mom, I think other people would get something out of this as well." And so she became a great part of the book, you know, by helping me develop the cover of it and just really tell some things about her, our relationship and her point of view, which was really great and instrumental to the book. And it was just so exciting to work with my daughter throughout the whole process, as well as building our relationship. And it did more than what I thought it did. I mean, it was such an amazing experience, and to really expose myself to the world on the traumas of, you know, being a young mother and not always making the right decisions when it comes to, you know, partnering up with someone else, you know, as far as with, her dad. And so it talks about just the journey of, you know, this trauma, you know, suspense, drama, joy, peace, and happiness all mixed up in one. So with that birth of Daffodil was just so amazing and so exciting that I really had to share it with the world, even though I'm going to tell you, I was a little bit shy and nervous my entire life. So I had to really step outside of myself and become a different type of person if I was going to show up and be able to help motivate others. And that's really what Daffodil has done, you know, for me. And it's given me the courage to be able to help lead others, to be able to mend their broken relationships with their daughters as well as mothers. And it led me to then, you know, speak in churches, different organizations, you know, whoever called me, you know, I come to just talk about how to mend, you know, relationships with, you know, mothers and daughters. And then on a larger note, then going to, you know, Capitol Hill, you know, lobbying for women's rights and helping to just build that bridge, that gap between, you know, how, you know, women are viewed in this world. So it's just been exciting to kind of go on my journey to just, you know, learn me and who I am and what I can offer the world.
Yes, indeed. And that is definitely something that all women and women and daughter relationships, many women can identify with that across many different cultures. And thank you for realizing that you and your daughter and sharing that, which led into even more of a career space in lobbying for women on Capitol Hill. Tell us a little bit more about that aspect of your journey and career, and why did you choose to be a woman in the space of lobbying for us?
Well, since I came from the situation, and I'll give you a little bit more backstory, where I was in an abusive relationship for 20 years. I partnered up with an organization in Durham, North Carolina, where I became a volunteer for Durham Crisis Response Center. And, you know, we need a voice out here for domestic abuse. Right now, it's more common now where people are coming forward and speaking up. But when I was going through it, it wasn't. It's taboo. And it's still not as upfront and personal as it should be, where people can talk and be open and seek the help they need. So I felt a need to be able to speak up and be that person. And so with Durham Crisis Response Center, I was able to, you know, go through a series of classes and certifications, you know, to help me to be a better advocate, you know, for women. And that led me to be a part of this huge organization, especially being an advocate against guns, especially for offenders. You know, they should not have guns. So just going to Capitol Hill and talking to the different, you know, representatives and hearing a survivor's story, which they don't normally hear firsthand, you know, from people. So that was very impactful and a great experience.
Wow. Powerful, 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 powerful. Hey, I know that our guest, our audience, is listening in. So, guys, don't forget to press 1 on the phone if you want to join in the conversation. But I already know our listeners and members are so bossy. They just skip that stage, text me directly, and or put your questions and your comments in our different social media platforms under today's show. All of us love going back and listening and making sure we connect and comment with you and get your comments and questions included in the show. With that being said, we also have a special guest in the studio this morning, Mr. Tabiti Boone, who is also in the studio, that would like to make some comments in supporting Ms. Demetria Hayes right after this commercial break. We are going to hear some more magical words of empowerment on professional influencing, advocating, and being a lobbyist.
Hi, I'm Vicki Antonio. I'm part of the South Florida chapter of the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we are excited to celebrate women in construction. What I'm most proud of about being a part of this organization is that we are a conglomerate of women who are doing great things to expand not only ourselves, but our local communities and beyond. Why it's important to support this organization is because, you know, the saying is that when you support a woman, you support a nation. So my name's Vicki Antonio. Please join us to celebrate Women in Construction.
Yes, indeed, and support this nation, the NAPWIC Nation, the National Women in Construction Red Shirt Nation. And by doing that, you can advertise for yourself, your business, your endeavors, your mission on this platform, as well as sponsor some of our different events and become a partner, yes, a partner with NABWIC. So welcome, welcome back, and let's get this party back on the I'm so excited in here this morning. Let's get this party back going. Good morning, Mr. Tabiti. How are you? And welcome to NABWIC Talks.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. I just got to ask you a question. Do you normally have this kind of energy level in the morning?
every morning, Monday through Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for having me just kind of chime in for a little bit. But I've just been really enjoying just listening to you all, you know, conversation of just the power and strength of women, you know, especially black women, just continuously making it happen. But I definitely wanted to say something about, you know, my good friend Demetria. I've been knowing her for the past 7 years, and just as you described her and as you heard her, you know, this morning, that's the Demetria that I know. You know, the dynamo, the go-getter, someone who just don't sit and just kind of look at, you know, what they've been through, but how do you overcome? And then how do you not only just, you know, bring yourself into a better life and quality of life, but also, as she mentioned, how do you become an advocate and voice for so many other women? So she and I got a chance to meet, and let me just back up a minute. You know, I am a former White House representative for President Obama, so she and I got a chance to meet at the annual legislative conference every year in D.C., the Black Caucus Convention. So she and I got a chance to meet, and that convention is one of the largest convenings of black leaders, entrepreneurs, organizations, individuals from all over the country and around the world that come together and just kind of discuss issues that's related to the black community. And so when I first met her and heard about her story, she was doing a book signing, just going around the convention, just really, really meeting and networking, that energy drew me into her. And since then, we've been connected, and, you know, in terms of her advocacy, constantly around the country speaking, being at events and activities, promoting her book. And one of the things she did not mention is that she has been such an inspiration for so many young girls as well. And the other part is she has done a lot to enlighten men like myself around the role that we play when it comes to advocating and supporting our women, as well as playing our part with addressing this issue around domestic violence and how women should be treated, you know, by men. So I think she will be a tremendous asset to the organization that you guys have. And I did say to her last night, whatever I can do to support you guys coming to Raleigh, you know, with your convention, you can kind of count on me. And again, I'm just glad to see that we have women who are really, you know, getting into the construction energy. I know so many men. My uncle was a well-known individual in the construction energy, and many of my fraternity brothers are in the construction business as well. So it's just very exciting to see that black women are going to be, you know, getting further and further more involved in this. So I just wanted to just chime in and just celebrate Demetria and celebrate you all for what you're doing and continue to do, you know, as black women.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Boone, for coming on the air this morning and your busy schedule. And, yes, we will be calling on you because, yes, we are coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. So we are taking care of our business, getting all of our ladies together under the sisterhood, and all of our listeners, followers, and potential new members, all of our guests. It is an open event, so you could just join us in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I hope to meet you when we come to your city.
Sounds good. So I'll just listen in to the end of the show.
Perfect. Beautiful. So moving right along, Ms. Hayes, Mr. Boone just told us a lot in more details about some of the things that you guys have been able to link up on. So what right now are your key focuses?
Right now I'm focused on empowering women. Right now I have a program that's called Pay It 360, and it's a transformation program. And so it's so exciting because it not only transforms you inside, but it also is a program that touches the entire being, mind, body, and soul, and financial. So I have an entrepreneurship arm where I encourage and motivate people. I have a mindful arm which focuses on just, you know, tapping into finding out those things that will, like, unlock your your brain cells and figure out exactly what can help you move forward. So it's just really exciting to be able to just kind of take some of my life experiences and encourage other people and motivate and push and just help other people grow to their best selves.
Yes, indeed. And through your work, what has been some of your most meaningful experiences?
Well, I can tell you the best experience I've had thus far was having the opportunity to meet President Obama as well as Michelle Obama. I was very honored, and they are just the way they appear, very laid back, chill, relaxed, sweet, and personable. And so it was very exciting to just, you know, just feel their energy and just be in the presence of, you know, people who have, you know, the world at their hands and ready to help in any way possible. So I've been having a lot of just positive people around me in this journey over the last 10 years.
Wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. I've read Michelle Obama's book, and yes, the only way I've met her, you know, with the Think and Grow Rich, studying the principles, I've added her. She is a part of my board of trustees. So, yes, oh my gosh. So what motivates you? I know the work alone is probably what motivates you to show up every day, but for yourself, what inspires you and lights that fire every day for you to show up and do this entrepreneurship?
Well, I'm a nature person, and I enjoy being outside, seeing the sunrise. So thing in the morning, I just love running to the window or even going outside and looking at the water and just being inspired by nature. It helps motivate me and get me going to be able to be me, because I'm trying to tell you, like, some days it's hard, you know, to kind of keep moving forward, but when you know that you have a work to do, that you know that you have a voice to share and that you can help people, I'm a helper and I can't get around it. It's like I just help. So whenever I hear a need, I'm there. I try to fill the need. If I can't fill it myself, I'll find someone who can. So it's just really that desire inside of me to just keep going, to be able to keep helping other people. When you've had a past like me, you know, that's all you can do is look forward and just say, thank you, Lord. You know, I'm your good and faithful servant. What do you have for me to do today?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yes, an amazing servant leader. Yes, indeed. So with that, how did you hear about NABWIC to show up in January to the annual meeting in Jacksonville, Florida, which was amazing because it was our first hybrid where we had the event in person and virtually. So how did you hear about NABWIC, and then what ways did you want and believe that you should join and work with NABWIC?
Well, a good friend of mine by the name of Shakrice Miles, we were childhood friends, and we reconnected during the work that I do now over the past 10 years. And she was just like, you know what, I need you to come to this event. And she said, I don't know why I need you here, but I think that this would be good for you. And she said it should be good, that it's something that I need to hear and be a part of, and I believed her and I trusted her. And believe me, it was the best decision that I have made thus far. The leadership that NABWIC have for women, black women in construction and minorities as a whole has been such a great experience. And this has only been since January, but the leadership, the guidance that I've gotten from, you know, the president, Ann McNeil, and you guys, it's just been a great camaraderie of just leadership and love that I've gotten from you guys. And I appreciate your support in just, you know, helping me have a voice out here to be able to be an advocate also for women in construction in general and being able to be of some service, to whether it's in marketing or just getting, you know, people together like Beauty Boone to be able to come and share their support with women in construction. So I'm looking forward to continuing to work with you guys and see how I can help you all out more and how we can, you know, help out each other.
Yes,
looking
indeed.
Looking forward to the event in January, for sure.
I know that's right. Yes, I know that's right. I can't wait until we get there in January 2022. And yes, it is. That was such a beautiful story. And thank you to our special member, Shakrice Miles, out of Detroit. Thank you for bringing and inviting Ms. Demetria Hayes to join NABWIC's annual meeting. And it's a beautiful example of how we practice what we preach. The spirit of the leader is the spirit of the group, and it is genuine. So the sisterhood and fellowship, mentorship, whatever you need in your business, as an entrepreneur, as a student, as an executive, as a leader, wherever you are in your career, NABWIC has a place for you, and no other place to go outside of going to our website at www.nabwic.org and learn how you can engage with us more or just read up about our purposes, our mission, and what we're all about. With that being said, I know our phone lines and the chat is blowing up, so I have to just check in with the studio real quick, Demetria, to see if there's anyone in the studio trying to get in while Ms. Jackie Perry of JP and Associates join us with her words of wisdom. Good morning, Ms. Jackie. How are you?
Well, good morning, everyone. I am doing so wonderful, and I am so excited to have our good friend and new NABWIC member, Demetria Hayes, join us today. So I may not have any words of wisdom, however, and I hope I'm not getting into something you're going to get in later, but one of the things you mentioned, Jada, is that our guest has written two books, and so I do have a question for her. And that is whether or not her books were self-published, or if she could just tell us a little bit about her experience in that area, because one of the things I recognize, there are other NABWIC women I know that have written books, and I think I might also want to take that path myself one day. So if you could take a moment, Demetria, and tell us, how did you get into the I know what motivated you to write one of the books. You talked about that. But as an industry and as an author, what were some of the main learning points for you as you went in that particular area of your career?
Yes. It was a journey trying to figure out, should I go the traditional way? Should I go to self-publish way? And I chose the self-publishing way because I didn't want my story to be altered. I wanted it to be, you know, true to the very bone of it. And it was a decision that I made, and I'm glad I made it. And I didn't just become a self-publishing author. I actually opened up my own publishing company, which, you know, was, you know, a task of challenging but fun at the same time. You know, it's just been interesting to learn, you know, the different pieces of publishing that you wouldn't know, a regular person wouldn't know that it's, you know, the different things and aspects that it would take in order to produce a book and to produce it the right way and to get it out to the world, and not only for it to sell, but for it to be nationally recognized. And I owe that to God. You know, I just literally just God lead me and guide me, because I didn't know and didn't have anyone, you know, in the industry to help me. It's very exciting to, you know, be a part of I feel it's a movement, because it is so many people out here that want to publish and don't have the means or know how to do it. And I do have a self-publishing consulting company that's Grace Under Fire Publishing. So it's G-R-A-C-I-E publishing at gmail.com is actually the email, but the publishing company website is graceunderfirepublishing.com, and you can find that online and you know, have one of my me or someone I work with be able to reach out to you and kind of guide you along your journey of self-publishing. Hopefully I've answered your question.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much, Demetria, for answering her question, which was a great question about Grace Under Fire Publishing and your journey there, because I can definitely identify with that, girl. Doing your first self-publishing, whew, that is definitely some keep you up at night trying to figure it out. When I was first coming, I just did a guided writing journal in 2018 that I got published, self-published in January 2019. But with that being said, this second time around, I definitely have partnered up with someone to work with on that end. So definitely hats off to you for going through that process and then taking that and turning a business out of it and making it an easier path, leading the way for other individuals that want to write a book. I feel like all of us have some type of story or insight inside of us. And yes, NABWIC is full of writers and members that have written and published many books or that are looking to publish books right now. So, Demetria, within our own organization and everyone listening in, I know that you are taking notes. And in a minute here, Demetria will definitely give you her contact information. So I can't wait to hear the follow-up under that for Grace Under Fire Publishing and your self-publishing consultant firm, Ms. Demetria, which is a great way to encourage individuals to follow their path. Yes, awesome, awesome, awesome. So what are some of your goals and objectives that you have coming up next outside of working with NABWIC as we come to Raleigh, North Carolina in January?
Yes. Some of the things that I'm working on is being able to get my program, which is my transformation program, out online to where anyone can just, it's like a self-paced class. They'll be able to go through it and just get some motivation on how to transform their personal and professional life. It's been very exciting just being a part of, I still say it's a movement. I feel it's a movement to be able to encourage and motivate people. And that's my main focus right now. It's just being able to help develop people professionally as well as in their personal life. And that's my main thing that I'm working on right now.
Yes, indeed. And thank you so
of
much.
Of course. And I forgot to add, I am a person who enjoy helping other people. So I do have felt with other people, too, within their businesses. I am currently working with Hope Friendship Center. They are a pain management center. So I've been actually helping them get more business within their business. And that's been exciting to learn about, you know, pain management and how to help someone mentally that's going through, you know, just issues, what got them there. I am also a North Carolina peer support specialist. So me being a motivator and helping encourage people, that's what I do. So when someone comes to me with their company, I try to find ways to increase their growth. And I've been able to do that with Hope Friendship Center. And they're located in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina.
Wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. Hey, listen, we're going to take our one last commercial break and come back and hear a few more words from Demetria Hayes as we close out the show. Thank you for joining us this morning.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes. And we are back with one of our newest members, Ms. Demetria Hayes, out of North Carolina. And it has been an amazing show this morning. So as we're wrapping up the show, I just have a few more questions for you, Ms. Hayes. Are you ready for the fun question?
Yes.
Okay. I tell all of our guests that I have to be somewhat of a little stalker, right, with finding out information and keeping up the resilient quality of the different guests that we bring on NABWIC Talks every morning. But I found somewhere in my research that you used to be a cheerleader for the Detroit Lions. How was that?
Well, actually, I was a cheerleader from the audience. I was a cheerleader from the stands. That is hilarious. No, not an actual cheerleader.
No. Not an actual cheerleader.
No,
okay,
ma'am.
So the Detroit Lions is your team.
Yes, I'm a fan of the Detroit Lions for sure, all the way.
Okay. I guess some late nights doing my research, I need to put my glasses on a little bit more. You know, it's primetime season for me. Okay. The next question, Ms. Demetria. What book? Share with us your favorite book or the author that you are currently reading. What helps you? What do you think our readers, our guests should read? Go and add to their book list.
I am rereading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, an amazing book about really imagination, persistence, and just not giving up. You know, I don't know if, you know, your listeners may or may not read it, but, you know, having that desire to, that burning desire to want to do something. And not just having that desire, but doing something about it. You can't give up. You have to be persistent in whatever it is that you want to do. You have to keep going no matter what the odds look like. You know, it could be that very next step that's going to get you over the hump. So I encourage people to take a look at this book. It's natural stories, people, you know, just stories that really could, that you can relate to today. So I encourage people to read it, and it just encourages me every day.
Yes, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill is the book to read.
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Boone asked me, am I like this every morning? Yes, that is why, because I am a student under Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill as well. For some reason, mm-hmm. It's just that book just works magic on your life. Okay.
Yes.
With that being said, we do have a caller that has dialed in, Ms. Hayes, that would like to add a question or comment this morning. Good morning, guest. Your line is open, and you are now in the studio.
Good morning. How are you?
Beautiful,
good morning.
Beautiful.
Hi. That's good. I'm very impressed with your bio. It's awesome. But I have a question. Where can I get information on publishing a book? I have a book in mind, but I don't know where to go. Can I any contact information for you that you can give me so that I can self-publish a book?
Yes, you can either go to my website at graceunderfirepublishing
www.thenationalassociationofmentors.com, or you can also call 919-283-8889. And you can also send an inquiry to the email address, which is grace_publishing@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And one more question. Is there any kind of genres that you don't do, or do you do all genre books?
I mainly focus on nonfiction, poetry, books with meaning. I don't do a lot of sci-fi. I don't do sci-fi.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Someone passed me your book, The Mother's Love, and it was amazing. So I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you and the work you're doing, and I'm going to contact you because I have a book, and I would love for you to publish it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for all of our guests and listeners for calling in. And that's so special that your audience, your fans, your different followers are listening in to the show this morning. With that being said, do you have any social media handles that you'd like to share with our listeners this morning?
Yes, Grace Under Fire Publishing. You can find me on Facebook. You can either find me also if you type in my name, Demetria Hayes. That's my Instagram page, and that's also my Twitter. Is my name Demetria, D-E-M-E-T-R-I-A, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. In my Facebook as well is my name.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Hey, thank you for coming on to the show this morning and sharing with us what it is that you do and definitely giving us more insight on Ms. Demetria Hayes and all of your different talents. Is there anything else that you would like to add to this to today's show or your leaving remarks?
Yes, I just appreciate, you know, everyone who has come on today for listening and you guys for even putting this show together like this. I think it's great, and it's not, and I just want to reiterate, it's not just for women in construction that you guys do this for. You guys, you know, make a platform for whatever type of business that you're in. You are in the business of motivating, encouraging, and empowering women. And so I appreciate you guys, you know, just for doing the hard work that you guys do each and every day. And if I can leave something, you know, with your listeners is, you know, empower to inspire someone else. You know, once you get to the place that you are inspired and you're into the place of that where you want to be, reach back and help someone. And that's what the transformation program that I've developed is, the Pay It 360 effect. You know, once you go through it, reach back and help someone else from the side, in front, around, and all the way around. You know, just be that light and that beacon for someone else.
Wow. Again, this interview just gets better and better and better with these blazing words of motivation. I wish we could stay on here all day because we could talk, girl. But with that being said, I also want to add in to our members, our listeners, and our new guests, definitely all of our new North Carolina family. Guys, we are having our National NAPWIC Billion Dollar Luncheon in Aviation Opportunities June 9th. If you can't remember June 9th, you should already catch on Wednesdays. In NAPWIC world, we love it, okay? So it's the second Wednesday, I'm sorry. We used to do these every month, but they are so much bigger and better now. Oh, my gosh. So you have to go over to Eventbrite and register for our June 9th National NAPWIC Billion Dollar Luncheon in Aviation Opportunities, and you will also be able to meet our Woman in Spotlight speakers and other absolutely amazing members of NAPWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, just like our amazing guest today, Ms. Demetria Hayes. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us today. As always, Ms. Demetria, we cannot wait to learn and work more with you in our NABWIC sisterhood. And thank you for being an amazing guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. And with that being said, NABWIC world, you know how to contact us. Head over to our website, our different social media platforms, and or we will just see you next Wednesday on NABWIC Talks every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. Thank you and have a beautiful Wednesday.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.